This was a good game, really, through about a quarter and a half there. You guys were right with them, down five there, had some tough breaks against you guys, but you guys were still hanging tough there, and it kind of was a turning point. You guys started getting sped up a little bit, and Lakin went on that 14-0 run, and really that was the deciding factor of tonight's ball game.
Yeah, it was, and, you know, we did it. We handled the press well, you know, for quite a while in that first quarter, but, you know, as time goes on, it you know, it wears you down a little bit, and then maybe you're not as, you know, sharp between the ears as you should be, and you kind of make some, you know, questionable decisions. With that said, I thought Harrison played a heck of a ball game. I thought he really handled that press well, and, you know, showed a lot of guts out there, you know, handling it. He got us out, you know, into our half-court offense, and the first quarter we did a pretty good job. We weren't terrific offensively, but we were good enough to stay in the ball game. You know, we kind of switched some things up with it and let those guys move a little bit more freely. We still want to play through the post. I think we did it a little bit, but not enough. But, you know, it's a matter of time when the ball's getting past you and into the paint, it's a matter of time before they go on a run and, you know, knock down some shots. So you really got to keep the ball, you know, in front of you by yourself, you know, without having to rely on a lot of help. And rotations just have to be extremely sharp and quick and, you know, those things, it puts a team in a tough spot. You know, when they spread the floor with five guys that can all drive it and shoot it, you know, give a lot of credit to those guys. They've spent, you know, countless amount of time, you know, in the off season, you know, perfecting and getting better, you know, handling the ball. I mean, it's such a skill that, you know, some people may overlook that, it can really do some damage to a defense. And, you know, with five guys being able to do it, it's really hard to guard it. So, you know, they went on a run and it seemed like they made, you know, a ton of threes. And just, you know, the rotations got a little sloppy, but, you know, a lot of that is, you know, they kind of wear you out.
Yeah, they did. And, you know, I was kind of anticipating coming in tonight that they would play a lot of five in, five out, but they really didn't. They kind of stuck to about a seven-player rotation. You guys are kind of able to rotate a little bit and, you know, keep your legs a little fresher, I guess you could say. But I thought even the second five, they were sped up at a couple times, but, you know, for their first time really seeing this against a lot of players that have been three-year contributors to the league, and I thought they handled it for the most part.
Yeah, you know, with Austin, you know, I thought Austin did a solid job for us. Zevin did, Dylan, Lawson, you know, a lot of those guys came in and did some good things. You just have to, you know, you have to anticipate a little bit. You have to anticipate that trap's coming because, you know, 90% of the time it's coming from behind you and you don't see it. So you have to anticipate that. You have to feel that, you know, you have to feel that pressure. And we kind of always talk about when we play these guys is, you know, don't use your dribble or lose your dribble without a plan. You know, so you got to do that. You got to square up and see the floor and know, you know, kind of what your escape plan is and what you're going to do. So if you just catch it and start bouncing it, that's when that trap really sneaks up on you and can give you some problems. You know, for quite a bit, you know, I thought we handled it well. Like you said, though, when they went on their run, we kept trying to, you know, I think we just got caught up trying to play a little bit too fast. So just have to show a little bit more composure, a little bit more poise, and, you know, just do a little better job. But I think for the first time, a lot of these guys have seen that kind of pressure. I thought they did a pretty solid job.
You know, this is a good team, Lakin is. They're 16. You mentioned they played a lot of summer ball, and that's why they're probably where they are at. But this is a good learning moment for you guys. And big thing is you have two more games here this week to get continue to get better. You go to Holcomb on Friday, and you go to Cimarron on Saturday. What are some things that maybe you're going to take away here from tonight that you're going to probably try to apply in practice over the next couple of days?
Well, I think once we see, you know, how we moved with the offensive shakeup that we kind of put in, I think that will give us something to learn from. I don't think we stood around, but maybe, you know, reading the cutter a little bit, you know, a little bit longer, which is hard to do against pressure, don't get me wrong. But, you know, I think once we see it on film and kind of see how we were moving, how we were cutting, and what reads we were making, we can clear up some of those things and progress in that, you know, that way. But defensively, you know, it's going to be another game where we're really going to have to keep the ball in front of us. Zeffin is extremely talented with the ball in his hand, and you know, they put shooters around him as well. So, I mean, we're going to have to stay in a stance, kind of burn our legs a little bit and get those tough stops. But, you know, I there's a ton to be learned from these games. You know, I thought we had a lot of guys that did good things. We just have to do them more frequently.
Yeah.
You know, we just kind of go through droughts where we don't get shots off. You know, whether that be from turnovers, you know, or maybe it's just kind of a rush shot, you know, which kind of the same thing really, but, we got to have some guys really want to get better, mm-hmm. as far as handling the ball and yeah. being playmakers. And when you can do that, man, it puts everybody at ease. You know, everybody knows, you know, when somebody's got the ball in their hand, they're a threat. They're good to go. Everybody can get in their spots and we can be, you know, we can be in a rhythm. So it's extremely important that we continue to make progress, you know, handling the ball and handling pressure.
Once again, it is Coach Brian Gentry wrapping things up here. Beavers lose a tough one, but not without a great effort here tonight, 70-47. Thanks again, Coach. We'll talk to you. We've got another busy week here, so yeah. We'll talk to you a few more times here.
All right. Thanks, Adam.